Any medical information obtained from our websites or this live show are not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have or might suspect that you have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a licensed healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio show are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors. Join us tonight to uncover the mystery of the divine energy. Welcome to the Divine Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Monet Kelso, and we have some wild and crazy stuff tonight to share with you about some space age realities coming into our world here in the 21st century. And we have a very special guest joining us tonight who is guaranteed to totally knock your socks off. Well, let me ask you a question. Have you ever wondered if there really is a divine energy? We're going to answer that question for you tonight, I'm pretty sure, as we share with you the most exciting breakthroughs in the world of physics and energy medicine. For those of you not familiar with the term energy medicine, it was first coined by some researchers in Boulder, Colorado in the 1980s, and it's defined as any energetic informational interaction with a biological system that is used to bring homeostasis back into the organism. Should I say it in English? Basically, it's using energy to help the body. Meanwhile, in the 1990s, the National Institutes of Health, the official arm of health policy and implementation in the United States of America, defined energy medicine as a viable branch of alternative medicine. So even though we're going to take a journey into the latest breakthroughs of energy medicine, and it may all seem kind of strange to you, really it's not. Let's think about something that we can relate to regarding energy and energy having an effect on physical properties. How about the microwave oven? We can all turn the microwave oven and find out very quickly that invisible waves can blow up a hot dog. And so this is what energy medicine is about, except we're not going to blow you up. We're going to help you. Energy medicine is about bringing the body back into order, because the body itself has its own energy field called the human biofield. And the latest research in the human biofield shows that if that biofield is out of whack, the physical body's going to be out of whack as well. And so without further ado, I am going to bring our special guest on, who is an expert in this energy medicine and in fact has taken it to the quantum level. I would like to welcome tonight scientist and researcher Tom Palladino. Tom, are you with us?
I am. Good evening. Thank you for the introduction.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us. And we're so excited to hear all about what you've been doing in the energy medicine realm with your advanced technologies. Well, first, Tom, let's give the audience a little background of who you are so they can get to know you and understand how you devoted yourself for so many years to come to the breakthroughs that you just came to. Tom, when would you say you were first interested in energetics and energetic medicine?
I would say as a youngster, probably at the age of 9 or 10, I became enthralled, if you will, with a few scientists at an early age, in specific, notably Nikola Tesla. And I thought that this scientist, Nikola Tesla, many of you are familiar with him, offered the world just a different, a new approach to practically everything. Well, in particular, I knew that Tesla had a new approach to medicine, if you will, to wellness. And I knew that scalar energy that Tesla was experimenting with was that approach, was that, if you will, that doorway to this new frontier. So I would say, it, without exception, it was Nikola Tesla that served to pique my curiosity, that really opened up my mind to the possibilities of energy medicine.
Well, now, Tom, people might not be totally familiar with that term scalar and scalar energy. Could you explain that in a little more detail to us?
Sure. I work principally with scalar energy, which is distinct from that of electricity. There's two energies in the universe. We have the electromagnetic spectrum, which everybody is familiar with, and then there is a second energy that is really not understood or widely accepted. I work with scalar energy, which is that second energy. In principle, I believe scalar energy offers much greater prospect for mankind than that of electricity. And over the years, I've developed, if you will, techniques with scalar energy in which I can actually apply, I can administer scalar energy and indeed improve human health. So this really is, per se, energetic medicine.
Absolutely, absolutely. And from what I understand from the work of Nikola Tesla that I've read about, is basically he was pulling this energy sort of out of the ethers. In other words, he was ready to use the energy, the scalar energy that is all around us in the universe, and was going to give everybody free electricity. And that was when his career came to a grinding halt.
Right.
And I think we can understand why. But what we're so thankful for, Tom, is we're so thankful for researchers like you that dug down and found out about what he was doing, went back over his formula, and started bringing his work back to life because it shows so much promise. Now, am I correct in saying, Tom, that scalar energy can basically go anywhere at all times and go through physical objects like walls? And
that's correct. And we have to look at scalar energy entirely different from that of electricity. With electricity, you have essentially a force field in which you have one location, and in order to reach another location, it takes time. Well, scalar energy is quite different. Scalar energy is, if you will, a hologram. It is holographic in nature. Hence, there really is no point A and point B. With a scalar energy universe, everything is interconnected. So you don't have a set of points as you would in a electromagnetic force field. To the contrary, a scalar energy force field is really one point. It is one holographic point. So scalar energy offers to mankind the means to communicate instantaneously. Why? Because, again, this is a concatenated whole. It's a hologram. There is no point one and point two. Everything is subsumed. Everything in a scalar energy paradigm transcends time and space. So in plain English, scalar energy is everywhere, and it offers instantaneous communication.
That is amazing. And you know, Tom, I think we should really get into the details of this and hear more about what's happening directly with clients that you're working with in our next segment. But what I'm hearing you say is basically when you're using scalar energy, you could treat someone or you could have a session with someone anywhere in the world. Is that true?
That's correct. That's correct. When I provide a scalar energy session, I'm able to do so instantaneously with anybody in the world, no matter where they're located, for two reasons. Again, scalar energy transcends time. The transmission, if you will, of scalar energy is instantaneous. And secondly, no physical obstacle whatsoever can impede scalar energy. So scalar energy in no way can be impeded by a building or by a structure or by the earth for that matter. So in a nutshell, when I work with people with scalar energy, I'm able to overcome the impediments of time and space.
We're going to have to take a break real quick, but I want to take this up as soon as we get back.
Okay.
And this is so fascinating. Thank you so much. And we will be right back with the Divine Energy Radio Show in just a moment. Oh, Okay, so we're back here at the Divine Energy Radio Show with scientist and researcher Tom Palladino, who is just explaining to us that the technology that he's developed is a scalar technology derived from the work of Nikola Tesla and many other brilliant scientists, and that it is not limited by time and space. Please forgive me for interrupting, Tom. Could you continue on your thought?
Sure. So when I work with scalar energy and I'm administering a scalar energy session, what I have found is that this transmission of energy, if you will, is instantaneous. Now, you might ask, how can that be? Well, you have to once again remember that scalar energy is not electricity. With electricity, we see the velocity of, if you will, a charge of moving energy. Scalar energy is not that way. Scalar energy is everywhere, and we don't have to move scalar energy from point A to point B. The entire universe is filled with scalar energy. So in a nutshell, when I treat somebody, it's an instantaneous connection. Hence, anytime I'm administering scalar energy, it's an instantaneous, if you will, impulse of scalar energy that produces some type of life-enhancing quality.
Well, I understand also, Tom, that scalar energy can carry information. Scalar waves can carry information, but that inherently they are a coherent field. Some people call it zero-point energy because it's not tipped one way or the other. It is pure coherence. It is pure order. Now, from my research that I've done, we've discovered that the body thrives in a coherent environment. And also in our modern society, we're being exposed to a lot of electromagnetic fields and waves and microwave, cell towers, cell phones that actually create a lot of chaos in the body. Does scalar energy offer an answer for that, Tom?
It does. It's my estimation that scalar energy is the perfect energy. I believe electricity and magnetism is imperfect energy. If I had my druthers, the entire world would be using scalar energy, and frankly, we would get rid of our electrical appliances. I don't believe in electricity and magnetism as being really health benefiting. I believe scalar energy would be much superior to that. I could go into a long dissertation about that, but in a nutshell, I believe the primary energy of the sun and the stars is scalar energy, and that all energy in the universe initiates as scalar energy. Hence, scalar energy really is the primordial, if you will, life force energy. It far exceeds that of electricity or magnetism.
This is absolutely staggering, and I just can't get enough information about this. And actually, what we'd like to do now, Tom, is let's hear about some of your case studies. We're going to take this from the scientific realm into the personal realm and find out how this scalar energy is really impacting lives. Do you have some of your favorite stories or case studies that you'd like to share with us real quick? Because
sure.
I have some testimonies here from some of your clients that I would also love to read.
Sure.
So please.
By all means. I want to make it clear to the audience, not only do I work with scalar energy, but over the years I've developed scalar energy instruments. And these are quite unique, if I might say so, people. In this world, we have obviously electrical instruments, and that's the norm. Well, in order to develop and perfect a scalar energy instrument, it takes an entirely new look at physics. Well, I indeed have done that. I have functioning scalar energy instruments that are quite different from that of the electromagnetic spectrum, if you will. And hence, what I can experience, what I can achieve with scalar energy far exceeds that, what we are used to, what we have experienced with that of electrical appliances, if you will. So with that, what have I done? Well, in particular, I have discovered that scalar energy can control matter. I have scalar energy instruments that are capable of controlling matter. In this case, I can either assemble physical matter or I can disassemble physical matter. I can actually transmute one physical form into another physical form. Now, you can't do that readily with electricity or magnetism. you can do that handily. You can do that routinely with scalar energy. So what I have to offer mankind is this. I have scalar energy instruments that give me control over the physical universe, and I can use that control in order to improve human health.
Wow. And so what are some of your case studies? How has this impacted lives? What is one of your favorite stories recently that you could share with us?
Sure. I am using my scalar energy instruments to transmute germs, viruses in particular. Now, by that, I mean I can use scalar energy to change, to alter the molecular and atomic structure of viruses. I'll repeat that. My scalar energy instruments allow me to change the molecular and atomic structure of a germ, such as a virus. Recently, a number of people that I have been working with who had the herpes infection have told me that after being under my care, after 1 month of scalar energy sessions, that their symptoms for herpes have abated. Subsequently, some of these people have achieved diagnostic testing. In particular, a few have obtained a PCR test, which is a viral load test. Invariably, the results from these PCR tests show that the viral load is undetectable, negative. Now, I'll let you draw the conclusion. But in my case, and from my experience, I know that scalar energy will allow me to transmute, to change the molecular structure of the herpes virus. And if I can do that, then I can reduce the herpes virus from a pathogen into simple, harmless forms such as elements of carbon and oxygen and nitrogen. What does this imply? This type of energetic medicine opens the door to address pathogenic disease. If we can change, if we can transmute pathogens, then that opens the door for us, for mankind, to be able to eradicate germs.
Absolutely. In fact, I have a testimony here by one of your clients that had herpes. It says, "Dear Tom, I just wanted to say thank you for the scalar treatments. One of the most exciting moments of my life in the last 4 years was yesterday when I received the results of my PCR test that I had done for herpes simplex 1 and 2. The test came back negative for both. I cannot even tell you what a relief it was to see the words negative on the lab report. From what I understand, this means there is no genetic material that holds the signature of herpes virus present in my body." Wow, Tom, this is amazing. And this is after only 30 days of your treatments. Amazing.
It really is. It's quite incredible. And the reason we're so enthralled with this process, people, it's a simple process. It's painless. I effectuate this all by way of light. Again, I am working with a unique type of instrument. Scalar energy is quite different from that of electricity. Over the years, and it's taken me 20, 25 years to develop these instruments, I have finally perfected my scalar energy instruments, my scalar energy technique, so that I can readily, routinely transmute pathogens. Now, again, I have to underscore this, and this is the key point. My scalar energy instruments allow me control, mastery over germs. If I can take a germ and change its molecular structure, that germ no longer exists. Now let me repeat that and consider what I'm saying. Scalar energy allows me to take the molecular structure of a germ, such as the herpes virus. I can break down that molecular structure of the herpes virus, hence the herpes virus no longer exists.
We have got to take another break real quick, and that is a very profound thought. And so everybody will be back in just a moment to hear more about what this amazing energy is doing for people. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. Okay, so Tom, I'm so sorry we had to interrupt you, but you were telling us about how you are able to deconstruct on the atomic level, and you were specifically talking about the herpes virus.
Right.
Now, I have some testimonies here also. I have this one. It says, "Dear Tom, I just wanted to tell you that I'm very sensitive to energy. So after I submitted my picture to Tom, in an hour or so, I started to feel the energy working through me. A couple of things I noticed. I started to flush a lot of toxins out of my body. I was clearing a lot, and I could feel my vibration raising accordingly. I began to feel really well the last week of treatment, excuse me. I wasn't sure if I would be able to take the treatments much longer, but I decided to finish the process and go ahead and get my PCR test for hepatitis C. Well, here's the results that came in. I'm going to paste them into this email. Test results, reference interval lab, completely negative for hepatitis C. Tom, I think you're really onto something here, and this opens up a universe of possibilities for people. They don't have to travel to go see you. They can be anywhere at any time and receive this treatment, even if they are confined to a nursing home facility, or if they're confined at home because of disability. They're able to get the full benefit of these treatments right there in their own home. And that, I think, is what makes it even more exciting for those of us who have spent hundreds of hours in medical clinics. It's a great thought to think that you can get your wellness sitting right in your house.
Exactly, precisely. The point that we're trying to make, people, is that this is a simple procedure, if you will. We have simple scalar energy sessions. They are painless. Scalar energy does the work. You have to do nothing. I have perfected scalar energy instruments that can broadcast energy into the human body, and in so doing, we can change the molecular structure of germs inside the human body. And it's done, again, all by way of light. There is no chemical reaction. Hence, people, there's no die-off. And last, and what is very also important that we have to consider, anytime I deconstruct a germ, in so doing, the toxins associated with that germ are likewise disassembled, are likewise transmuted. So the point is this: not only can we deconstruct a germ, but we can also deconstruct simultaneously the toxins associated with the germ.
Wow, and that is so crucial for people that are in a very weakened condition and can hardly bear to detox. This is
Exactly.
absolutely key. And for those of us who have been in this realm for many years, we used to go through so much stuff when we thought we had to go through Herxheimer's responses, and the more you suffered, the faster you thought you were getting better.
Right.
And it was just miserable.
Yes,
And
it's
the, oh,
archaic. It's
yeah,
archaic.
it
It's just
is.
it's the old way of doing things, people. That's the chemical way of introducing a chemical into the body, and this chemical reaction produces perhaps a Herxheimer reaction or die-off or a toxic shock or some type of immune response. Well, you don't have that with scalar energy. We work with light. There is no chemical reaction. Instead, it's a light reaction. And secondly, if the germ ceases to exist, then the germ cannot pose a threat to the human body. What we're trying to impart is this: that scalar energy will indeed deconstruct, will indeed transmute a germ instantly. And once that germ ceases to exist, it cannot pose a threat to human health.
Well, there's also another side to the scalar, isn't there, Tom? That's the constructive and harmonic side of scalar that is also part of your sessions. And I want to just real quick let everyone know that I bet you have a few questions that you might like to ask Tom, and we have a call-in number for you. That number is 888-627-6008. Again, that number is 888, toll-free, 627-6008, and we will be taking live questions in our next segment. And so, Tom, we were talking about we've talked about the deconstruction on the atomic level of pathogenic organism, but what else does Scalar do? How does Scalar rebuild?
Sure. Well, again, with Scalar energy, it's a fundamental force in nature. I've developed a technique whereby I can assemble with my Scalar energy instruments nutrients. I'm able to assemble vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, phytochemicals, fatty acids. I'm doing this likewise on a routine basis. Presently, I'm able to assemble over 230 micronutrients inside the body. And how does that work? Well, again, it's all done by way of this information system. Scalar energy is a carrier wave of information. Scalar energy allows me to instruct the body to assemble vitamins inside the body. It's incredible, again, what we can do with scalar energy.
That's very exciting, especially now when we're dealing with nutritionally devoid foods because our soil has been stripped of its nutrients and its microminerals. We're dealing with long transit times. I mean, even if you buy organic, believe me, that organic vegetable has been in the truck for 3 weeks. And not only that, now they're irradiating the organic vegetables. So it may be organic, but it sure doesn't have much nutrition left. And so what I've been finding in my practice, Tom, is that everybody is malnourished. So how awesome that they can literally get their food from light through the scalar waves and through this technology that you have. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true and that's accurate. I believe scalar energy will offer us the perfect delivery system for nutrients. Imagine this, people. Scalar energy instructs every cell in the body to assemble nutrients. Well, let's say I instruct my scalar energy instrument to assemble vitamin C. That will indeed happen. Every cell in the human body then becomes a factory, if you will, for vitamin C. So I don't have to rely upon the metabolic pathways and digestion of food. To the contrary, it is light, and light goes directly to each cell of the body, and each cell of the body becomes a factory for nutrients. Hence, there really is, if you will, no impediment to this process. Again, scalar energy is the perfect delivery system for micronutrients.
Well, also, the research I've been reading is that DNA is actually a broadcast and receiver system for photons, which are light quanta. Yeah. Basically, you know, little light particles, if we can dare call them a particle. They're probably waves and particles. Who knows? We don't necessarily have the definitions to put these magnificent qualities into a box, but nevertheless, they're finding out that DNA, healthy DNA, communicates through photonic energy, through biophotons, and then in the converse, that these pathogens that you're talking about actually gobble up photons, so that it, in effect, doesn't get to the DNA. But this scalar energy just cuts right through. It brings the light right in. It brings the information for harmony and coherence, and that it is antithetical to those things that are chaotic and bring discord and entropy. Do I have it in a nutshell, Tom?
Yeah, and well put and well stated. Scalar energy, as we've discussed, scalar energy really is the unifying principle of the universe. If all the stars of the universe are broadcasting scalar energy, it really is the primordial, if you will, life force energy. It is a oneness about it, people. It is the steady state. And that's what I'm doing with my scalar energy instruments. I am broadcasting this life force energy. And people see an improvement in their health because it does produce this perfection in the human body, if you will. scalar energy is the pathway, is the doorway to perfection. Light defines perfection. Scalar light is really the pathway to a perfect soul, a perfect mind, perfect emotions, perfect emotional state, if you will, and a perfect body. That's what we're getting at. Scalar energy is the theme, is the motif to allow mankind to have that perfect design, perfect health.
Well, Tom, we're going to take another quick break, and then we're going to come back, and hopefully we've got some callers calling in, and we're going to answer everyone's questions. So we'll be right back, everyone. Thank you so much. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show. I'm your host, Monet Kelso. I'm here with researcher and scientist Tom Palladino, who has breakthrough scalar energy technologies that we're discussing tonight. You can also learn more about his technologies and the sessions that he gives at our radio show website, which is thedivineenergy.net. That's also where you're going to be able to find out what days and times our shows are going to be on, because we're not stopping here. We're going to take this scalar thing all the way to the far reaches of the universe. That's what we have to do. It's the news is too good. Also, you can investigate more at Tom's website at Self Heal Go. That's S-E-L-F, as in myself, yourself, heal, H-E-A-L-G-O.com. And you can learn even more and read a lot of the testimonies for yourself and discover why Tom and I are so excited about this. And we're so thrilled to share it with the world and give everyone hope. I know that so many people are going around and around circles, Tom, thinking they can poison a sick body back to health, only because that's all we've been told.
Yeah.
The Germans and the Russians have been way ahead of us in this department, and I'm so thrilled to see now that here in America that we've got some cutting-edge researchers that are giving those guys a run for their money. And I know right now from what I've read, they don't have it like this in Russia or Germany with the technology that you have, Tom. And I think it's really also in the nick of time, because the antibiotics aren't working anymore, are they?
No, and that's a shame. Not to deride the medical community, notwithstanding their efforts. Frankly, people, nothing is superior to a fundamental energy. What we are offering tonight, what we are presenting tonight, is energy. And energy allows us to control the physical universe. You cannot control the physical universe with a drug. That's impossible. Only energy controls the physical universe. And that's what we're explaining tonight. That's what we want to impart. Scalar energy allows us to have control over germs. Scalar energy allows us to have control over nutrients. And in so doing, we can improve human health.
Well, Tom, we actually have a caller. We have Tara on line 3. Tara, are you with us?
I am. Hi.
Thanks,
thanks so much for joining us at the Divine Energy Radio Show. And where are you calling from, Tara?
Well, I'm calling from Austin, Texas. And I just wanted to let Tom know that this is actually a testimony. Tom, a picture of my dog was sent to you, I believe, on Saturday. And I wanted to let you know, she's 14. She's 14 years old, just barely. And she's had problems in her hind legs. She has arthritis and degenerative joint disease in her hind legs and her left front leg. And she has, I believe, a kidney issue, but we're looking into that. Anyway, wanted to let you know that today she was walking better. Mm-hmm. She's standing up straighter. Mm-hmm. She looks more alert.
Good.
And actually trotted out from the back door to the gate. So
beautiful.
It's exciting for us pet owners when we can help our animals.
Sure.
Oh, Tara, thanks so much for sharing that. And it's not the dog getting psyched up for the treatment. You know, that's definitely, he's a neutral party, had no idea this was happening. And then everything's just turning around. And even at the age of 14, he's responding.
Right, exactly. That's what's so exciting is that, you know, it could go the other way. I mean, we were concerned about, you know, the alternative. And, you know, this could, you know, be the end if she can't stand, but she's standing straighter today and, you know, looking forward to more good results. So just want to thank you, really, for what you're doing. I understand, you know, the quantum energy, and I'm excited about it. So thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, Tara. We appreciate the feedback.
Thanks so much for calling
in, Tara.
Next time, call in and give us an update.
Oh, I absolutely will. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you so much. Wow, I love to hear those live testimonies.
Yeah.
And if anyone has a question, we would be glad to answer that question. You know, Tom, I'm starting to think that maybe this scalar energy is kind of like the energy from the Garden of Eden.
As you were saying,
primordial energy, and it has the information of perfection in it. That's what I keep hearing.
I agree. I believe that Adam and Eve initially had this gift of scalar energy, and that's why they were perfect, and that's why there was no disease. And once Adam and Eve lost their gifts in the Garden of Eden, one of the gifts that they lost was scalar energy. They no longer had this ability to control nature, and hence, instead of having dominion over nature, then Adam and Eve were subject to nature, which we are today. We are subject to nature. Well, to the contrary, what we're trying to introduce tonight is to go back to the original world order in which mankind will have dominion over nature. And how do we do that? Well, energy, light, scalar energy allows us to have dominion over nature.
Wow. And then I think what we're supposed to do with it is take good care of it. With our energy,
exactly.
You know, I have Tom here. I have an amazing testimony right here. This is about a family. I guess you worked on the whole family. It says, to my delight, many of us feel as though we have benefited from these sessions. I, for one, had a Kalazion cyst on my upper eyelid for more than 2 years now. It had grown increasingly large, especially of late. After just a week on the sessions, it began to shrink. After 3 weeks, it's considerably smaller. I expect it to disappear soon. Without my even asking, my 36-year-old son offered that the scalar energy is working because he feels so much better both emotionally and physically. My 67-year-old brother, who has had issues with COPD, says he has more energy. My daughter-in-law's acne cleared up, and my dog stopped coughing and wheezing. Even my 86-year-old mother, who is having some memory lapses, says that she feels happier now, and she had been cranky and moody in the last few months. I also, the writer wrote in, had Lyme for over 14 years, and I'm starting to feel better than I have felt in 14 years. This is so exciting, Tom. These are hopeless situations. Oftentimes when we go, you know, for medical care, they can take care of the big stuff, but sometimes these little irritating things like psoriasis or wheezing, coughing, acne, things, you know, sometimes the cure is worse than the problem or more dangerous, or you're just trading one set of symptoms for another. But are there any side effects to your scalar sessions, Tom?
No. And the reason I can say that without reservation is I am working with light. And light does not have the die-off that a chemical product would, such as a drug. Scalar light is pure energy. As we realize, scalar energy emanates from the stars of the universe. Well, as we are well-versed, there are countless stars in the universe. Does that starlight in any way hurt us? Does that starlight prove to be harmful or beneficial to us? It's quite beneficial. Well, in practice, I am using starlight. Scalar energy is starlight. And the starlight from the cosmos is friendly. The starlight from my instruments is likewise friendly. So per se, there is no adverse side effect to this. I am working with a first principle, which is light. It's not a chemical process. Hence, there is no chemical reaction. There's no pollution with what I'm doing. There's no degradation. There is, per se, no toxic shock. This is the beauty of scalar energy.
The speed of light.
We finally have a modality, people, that is non-toxic, that does not have any pollution, does not entail any side effects, does not have any toxic shock associated with it. It's the perfect energy.
Let's wrap this up in our last and final segment. We're going to take a break right now, but this is the best news I think any of our listeners have heard. And so, actually, I think I just got word from the console that we are going to skip our last break. So let's continue on. There is no toxicity. There is no toxic shock because it's basically light and it's organized light. And I think that's why we don't have to fear the stars and the star energy because it's the music of the spheres, the music of the stars that is all perfectly dancing and perfectly in order with everything in our natural world before we started trying to change it around. And so when you talk about primal energy and light, these are the bases of what all other working systems contain, which is order. And so Tom, let's talk about what if someone says, well, how do I know what you're going to transmit to me? How do I know that, how can it be bad for a pathogen and yet good for me? Can you explain that, Tom?
Sure. The way I can, if you will, deconstruct a pathogen, I'm able to actually take a photograph, a magnified photograph of a germ and place it inside my instrument. And my instrument, my scalar instrument, will pick up the energy from that photograph and then instruct the germ inside your body to break apart. So, in other words, everything I do is objective. In order for me to deconstruct, to transmute a germ, I have to have a photograph of that germ, and then I instruct my instrument to go out and to deconstruct that germ inside your body. So I am able to pinpoint pathogens. That's the key. I use energy, and energy identifies a pathogen, and then my instrument will go out and seek that pathogen and deconstruct it, transmute it inside your body.
Wow. Because this is an intelligent energy, and I think that's why we're calling this show the divine energy, because it has an intelligence that is always seeking for order and coherence. And the truth of the matter is these pathogens are chaotic. They are, although they have ordered systems that keep their chaos together, their effect is one of chaos. They are out of order, especially nowadays when people are having such huge proliferations of, say, candidiasis and these super germs. This is super chaos. So what you're saying is not only is it going to deconstruct these specific pathogens, but then the order that it brings into the body, does it have the potential to really improve all body function?
I think so, because why? It's the life force. And if scalar energy is that primal force of energy, then yes, every cell in the body that I work with does indeed feel, does indeed experience this energy. So in some way, I am improving every cell of the human body with my scalar energy sessions.
Wow, yeah. That is awesome. I have another testimony here with amazing photographs. Also, I want to tell everyone, if you doubt that this technology works, you can go to Tom's website and you can go to our radio website, thedivineenergy.net, and you can actually see photographs of Tom holding light bulbs above his technology. They're not plugged into anything, but they're lighting up. Now, that lets you know that this is not something woo-woo that we just made up out of nowhere. This is actually real. And These testimonies are not induced testimonies. These were freely given from people that were so excited to have health breakthroughs. So I see these psoriasis pictures, and they are on his website, and you really need to see it for yourself. And what this person also said is that their mood also improved, their whole outlook, that they had been down, of course, from being sick, and they had been sick their entire life, and they could hardly walk because their feet were so swollen and were draining, and they had had candida and all of these different other problems. And then they had these treatments, and here's what they're saying. No more psoriasis lesions, no more cortisone ointments. The skin is a little, still a little pinker than normal, but no more psoriasis. Mm-hmm. So for the big problems like Hep C and herpes, the scalar energy seems to have a very profound effect, all the way down to little irritating things like this that may not be life-threatening, but nonetheless can make life difficult and burdensome and even depressing, especially to those who have impaired motility and mobility. So, Tom, are your sessions expensive? I mean, what do people have to pay for this sort of thing?
To give you an idea, I offer sessions for 30 days, and over the course of 30 days, I offer three specific sessions of pathogenic cleansing, secondly, a nutrient program, and third, a chakra balancing. I treat people 7 days a week for 30 days. I offer a treatment for one person for $175. Two people would be $225, and three people would be $300.
And that's for the whole month?
Yes, for the whole month. So I think it's quite feasible, and I think it makes economic sense to most people. If you were to break it down, it probably breaks down to $1 a day to be treated.
Well, you know, that's actually less than the price of a Starbucks coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me ask you this question, listeners. If someone said to you, "We can completely transform your wellness. For the price, if you'll just drink a Starbucks coffee every day, you're going to feel better. You're going to look better. Issues that you've had with pathogenic illnesses may cease to exist on the molecular and atomic level. Would you do it? Would you just drink a Starbucks every day for 30 days? I think you would. It's definitely worth a try. So how much more are you going to get from what we're telling you is hard science? This is not woo-woo science. This is hard science, and we've got the documentation to prove it. How much more valuable is this investment in your wellness versus maybe a cup of coffee every day for 30 days? It's definitely worth a try, and I don't really think you have anything to lose. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a critical time in our nation, in our nation's health, and you were not brought to this radio station by mistake. I believe that you have a divine appointment with the divine energy. Tom, can you tell us a little bit about how this discovery, how you knew when you had really kind of hit upon the holy grail of health?
Sure, sure. Years ago, I would say a good 22, 23 years ago, I started to experiment with scalar energy instruments. And I started to experiment with myself and actually some friends and family members. And when I saw that their health would readily, quickly improve, sometimes within a matter of a week or two, I knew I was on to something. And I could see this. I could observe this with my friends. And I could see their day-to-day improvement. I knew I was onto something, and I knew, again, people, I knew that scalar energy was allowing me to control the physical matter of their bodies. I can control the physical universe with scalar energy. And if I can control physical matter, then I can do so to improve human health. Very few people can make that statement. You cannot control physical matter with a drug or with surgery, or with other types of modalities. To the contrary, scalar energy allows me to control, have mastery over the human body. That's the key point.
Well, Tom, we're going to take our last real quick break before our last segment, and we are on the edge of our seat waiting to hear more about this. Thank you so much, and we'll be right back. Okay, we're back with scientist and researcher Tom Palladino on the Divine Energy Radio Show. And Tom was talking to us about how this scalar energy is completely pervasive. And what it does is, rather than being at the mercy of germs, with scalar energy, we can flip that script and actually put them back in their place, which is back into carbon and maybe nitrogen or whatever they happen to be made up of, instead of messing with our physiology and biology through the power of scalar energy and light communication. And so, Tom, you were talking about how this energy being the governing, what you believe and what I'm believing too, is the governing energy of the universe, and a manifestation of what many people would call the kingdom of God and the creative force of the creator of the universe. How can people, what do you recommend as their first foray? Do you think they should sign up for an entire month to, or would just one treatment be enough? What would you recommend? Tom, are you still with us? Oh, I think we've lost Tom. Everybody.
Hello?
There you are. Hi.
Oh, you still with me?
Okay, great. We can hear you now.
Okay.
Okay, so is it just, do they just need one treatment, one session, or should they do multiple sessions, and why?
Most people sign up for 1 month, and after treatment for a month, then they make a decision whether they wish to follow up with a subsequent month. I will say invariably, the greater majority of people that sign up and take 1 month of sessions feel better. And with that, they usually tell their friends and family members. So from past experience, again, most people feel better within a 30-day time period. And the greater majority of those people do indeed sign up for a subsequent month. And some people have established this as an ongoing health regimen.
Well, I know, just based on what I know about the microwaves and the cell towers, the military radar, and all the stuff that's flying through the air and electromagnetically speaking, and just the electromagnetic fields in our homes from our appliances and our home electrical system, that I actually think I want to sign up for it, to have it all the time, because I don't know of any other way, really, to repair DNA broken by radiation than with the energy that helped, you know, make DNA perfect in the first place. So, and for that price, really, I mean, you can't put a price tag on health, because when you have your health, you can do anything. You can make money and you can enjoy life to the fullest. But when you don't feel good, nothing seems right. It's harder to work. It's harder to play. It's harder to sleep. It's harder to do everything. How do people sleep after their treatments, Tom? Does this have any influence on sleep patterns?
Many people tell me that their dream state has enhanced after the scalar energy sessions, and that stands to reason. I'm sure scalar energy in many ways reprograms the alpha waves, the theta waves. It will deepen REM sleep invariably for many people. Again, this is the life force energy. It's responsible for everything in the universe, including our sleep pattern.
Exactly. Because once the body is brought back into order, it's going to function according to its design. That really kind of makes perfect sense. So like the wind, scalar energy, you may not be able to see it, but you can see its effects. And we have another testimony that I want to read that is very profound, from one of your clients, if I may, Tom, and it's
sure.
Another viral testimony. Here I have a kitty cat sitting on it. Here, you get off of that there, guy. Okay, wonderful. Okay, it says, Dear Mr. Palladino, it is my sincere hope to be able to put in words the gratitude I have for the miracle that your technology is. Actually, this is a bacterial one. I have begun to abandon all hope for relief from a staph infection that had been on my face. I had contracted it in the hospital during a surgery on a malignant melanoma of my nose. I thought that the malignancy returning after 10 years of remission was bad enough until I got the staph infection on top of it. The infection was not responding well to antibiotic treatment. The infection was spreading to my eyes and sinuses. There was no reprieve until a friend of mine suggested that I get in touch with you. My reality, as surreal as it was at that point, became even more so when I tried to reason out what this kind of treatment was that you had. I was hoping and praying for a miracle, but it did seem awfully strange. At some point on the day you performed this session, my first session, my face began to cool down. I could actually touch it without it hurting. I then knew that something was happening, but I thought I would decide to wait until the next morning to make my mind up. The next morning, it felt as if the mask that covered my face for over a month was taken off, and it was back to being my face. My doctor was very pleased with the sudden turn for the better and concluded that I must be a very fortunate person to have such a short recovery, and I did tell him that I believed it was a miracle, and he agreed. So, Tom, I guess miracles are kind of commonplace when you're dealing with light energy and scalar energy. Is that true?
I would say they're part and parcel by all means, and we can make that affirmation on account of the fact that we control nature. That's the whole key behind scalar energy. Nobody can make that bold claim unless you're working with scalar energy. I have scalar energy instruments, and I have mastery over the physical universe. Well, imagine what that means. Imagine if every hospital in the world could make that claim. Well, they would frankly have the results that I do. This is fantastic, people. This opens up a new era to energetic medicine.
Wow, it really does. It really does. And it's accessible. You don't have to pay $30,000 for this. And I know in the alternative realm that a lot of people find something that really helps others, and then they raise the price so high that only the very, very wealthy have access. But this is affordable for everyone. And Tom, we're so grateful that you did the work and that you spent 25 years doing the research to develop these tools and this technology. And we're so grateful to your friends and family that were willing guinea pigs. Actually, since there's no downside, I mean, all they got was a benefit anyway.
Of course.
And,
good point.
And we're really, really grateful that you have made the effort to bring this to the world and get the word out. And that's why we're here tonight, everyone. And we're so thankful for you joining us tonight on the Divine Energy Radio Show. Please be sure to go to our show site at thedivineenergy.net and be sure to check out Tom's site too, selfhealgo.com. That's self, S-E-L-F, heal, H-E-A-L-go.com. And you can learn all about it and take your time and go over it with a fine-tooth comb and decide for yourself if maybe you're ready to step into 22nd century wellness or maybe 0 point century wellness. We're so thankful that you joined us tonight and shared our time with us. We hope you will join us again on our next show. Be sure to check our website for our show times and days, and be sure to open your mind to the possibility of the divine energy. Tom, thank you so much for being with us. We're honored to have you as our guest.
It was a pleasure. Thank you. What a beautiful job you did moderating.
Oh, thank you so much. We'll do it again. And everyone, enjoy the possibility of hope with the divine energy. You've been with Monet Kelso and scientist and researcher Tom Palladino. And we're going to come back at you again. And we hope that you'll come up with some questions to ask us next time, because we would love to answer them. And also, we have some research on Nikola Tesla on our website, too, so you can get some of the backstory. Enjoy, and thank you so much. We'll talk to you real soon.